It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's get the show started. The Lake Show right now here on The Good Neighbor. News Talk 830 WCCO. I feel a little bit dirty right now because of a story that I saw earlier today that I want to talk about. Because what happened to NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew being killed by a drunk driver has turned from tragic to sleazy. Yes, tragic to sleazy. I asked Susie Jones in the newsroom how she would describe it, and she said inappropriate but unexpected. And what I'm referencing and talking about, what is sleazy to me, is the current situation with that case. The driver that killed the Gaudreau brothers, Sean Higgins, he in court is trying to get the charges dropped. He hit them with his vehicle as they were bicycling, and he's trying to get the indictment tossed. And the reason why he's trying to get everything thrown out isn't because he's innocent of driving under the influence. It's because he is saying that the Gaudreau brothers were just as drunk as he was. That they were drunker than him. That's what he's alleging. That they were both drunker than him at the time of the deadly hit and run. Sean Higgins, in new court documents that were filed on Tuesday, he detailed what their blood alcohol levels were in these documents. Now, Higgins himself chugged half a dozen beers before he fatally slammed into them. Gross. I feel dirty even talking about this. We all understand how tragic this situation is. And I understand that when you are, in a legal sense, fighting for your life, that there are different maneuvers and things that you will want or try to do to put yourself in the best situation to be successful. This just seems wrong. Am I the only one that feels that way? 651-461-9226. I can't be. I can't be the only one. This just seems fundamentally wrong. His blood alcohol concentration was listed at 0.87, just over the legal limit. Okay? So, yes, he was over the limit. The test showed that Johnny Gaudreau's blood alcohol concentration was 0.12. His brother Matthew, 0.134. So, in this situation, and we'll talk to Mike Bryant coming up next segment and get his thoughts on this and the angle and the maneuver here and how, when I see this from an emotional perspective, it just feels wrong. It feels sleazy. It feels dirty. It feels gross. Those are the feelings that I have. And this is not just as a sports fan. This is not just as a hockey fan. This is just as a human being. I'm not going to sit here and say that Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew, that they were saints, right? But they were bicycling. They had enough smarts about them to know not to get behind the wheel. They were on bicycles. This individual, they chugged alcohol, hit them, killed them, and he was behind the wheel of a vehicle. How do you view that? How would you best describe? I said sleazy. Susie Jones said inappropriate, but not unexpected. How would you describe this?
Dirty. That is the one way that I would describe it, because you're trying to absolve yourself of culpability. And even if they were intoxicated, you are not absolved of any responsibility just because, well, hey, they were drunk too, I guess.
They were drunker than me.
We'll just call it a wash. We were all wrong. Well, no, I feel like there's different levels of wrong when it comes to this.
Yeah, and I know that tactically, okay, that this is a strategic play that he's trying to go with here, okay?
And if you're allowed to try and make that argument, I understand from a legal perspective, if you have the right to maneuver it, then I understand why you're doing it. But legally, I guess, is different to me ethically and morally.
Yeah. And the court papers don't allege that the brothers were breaking the law at the time. Riding a bicycle while intoxicated in the Garden State will not result in a DWI, okay? Because a bicycle is not considered a motor vehicle under state law. However, according to the New York Post and according to Kugel Law Firm, riding a bike while drunk could result in a charge of disorderly conduct. All right. In this law firm, they specialize in DWI cases in New Jersey and New York. But it just feels, oh,
it feels slimy.
And the text line's already weighing in from the 612. There's no legal limit for operating a bicycle. From the 320. This is just posturing for a good plea deal. And from the 612. Different number. Pathetic. Pathetic. This is a rough one. And look, I do understand that this person and the defendant is 44 years old. They feel like, look, I got a lot of life to live. Clearly, I don't want to go to jail. I want to put myself in the best position possible to get around, the worst that can happen for
trying
me.
To circumvent the whole thing.
But I don't think that, to me, this just doesn't play when you got behind the wheel of an actual automobile.
No. You are making a much more drastic and extreme decision getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle than you are getting on a bicycle. And, like, if you are on a bicycle and you are inebriated, the only one you would think you are going to put yourself in position based if anything happens is yourself. There's just much more risk involved when it comes to a vehicle. And again, legally, I understand what you could be doing. And if you're working within the parameters of the law, it just – it doesn't pass the smell test, in my opinion.
And his attorneys have stated, quote, "We believe these filings are essential to ensuring that our client's constitutional rights are protected and that he is not being treated unfairly based on the amount of publicity being garnered." 651-461-9226. If you want to text into the show, I'll gladly read the text. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Attorney Mike Bryant. He's going to join us. I want to get his reaction as a great legal mind. We do that next year on The Lake Show. I was so inquisitive about this story earlier today that I said I need to talk to an attorney. And who do I turn to? Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant Law Firm joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Mike, always a pleasure to chat with you, my friend. How you been?
Absolutely, Henry. Good to talk to you.
All right, so I kind of gave you the quick spiel on this. You have seen kind of the news report about this.
Yep.
I got to be honest. Like, I understand different strategies here and there with attorneys and stuff like that. But, man, it made me feel dirty. It came across as sleazy. So kind of walk me through what's happening here.
Well, I mean, you got a horrible case, a horrible situation with, the loss of somebody that, when you have the U.S. team holding his number up when they won the championship recently, mm-hmm. you got a really tough case as far as the defense lawyer goes. But what's happening is the defense lawyer is pointing out that the blood alcohol was higher on the two brothers on the bike than on his driver. And it's being done to maybe put into the idea of any fact finder that they may have played some role in what happened. But beyond that, there's a certain amount of level of, look, why should he be more culpable than the people that are more drunker than him? It's more of a jury nullification type issue.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. From the standpoint of they were on bicycles, and there's not a such thing in the Garden State as driving while intoxicated when they are doing that.
Correct.
So doesn't that kind of essentially – that's not necessarily, what's the bigger point here other than kind of tainting people's mindsets with regards to the brothers? I mean, is there an angle to say that maybe they swerved into his lane or what? I'm trying to figure all of that part out.
Yeah, well, the angle would be a combination. The direct argument would be that maybe something happened that their driver isn't culpable for.
Okay,
he's not at fault. But the underlying thing is more, like you said, a darker kind of idea of, look, these guys were drunker. They, this guy, it could happen to anybody. So they were drunker, and it kind of is their fault because of what happened. So it's just coming up with defenses as best you can. It's just that, with who he hit.
Yep.
And with the publicity involved, it's a very, very tough case.
Yeah. We're talking to Mike Bryant here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO from Bradshaw & Bryant Law Firm. So let me ask you this. Just when you look at this and him laying that out, do you think that this would, in some people's minds, make him more of a sympathetic figure?
He could. It depends on how he explains what he did and how it was happening. I mean, it's a horrible situation when people drink and drive or they text and drive. They don't do it with the intent of hurting somebody, but it's a very dangerous situation. And what you have with drinking and driving is their reasoning goes down. So it's like a bad choice that's been being made by a brain that's messed up because of the drinking.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think of the odds that this gets...
He's in the car and he hit people on a bike. I mean, it's not good. It's a very hard case to defend.
It's not getting thrown out, right?
No. The odds of it getting thrown out are very low based upon what they have for evidence.
Have you ever seen or heard of a situation like this before?
Well, I mean, you know, you get certain circumstances where you hit somebody that's like, you know, very popular or like adds to it as far as the story goes. And those are the kind of situations that very little can be done. But, you know, defense attorney's trying to do everything he can to give him the best defense possible.
Oh, you just touched on something. Ask you about that. Do you think that there is a possibility because of the popularity and one of the brothers being an NHL star that could put more scrutiny on said driver?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's no question about that. I mean, you'll find jurors that may not know who he is, but I mean, it's you know, yeah. I mean, they're going to the sister's birthday's the next day. One of them had just found out he had been a father. I mean, it's a horrible situation. I mean, all of this is horrible for every family involved.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's a real horrible situation for the defendant.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, too, because even, you know, me just from afar being an NHL fan and not really knowing too much about the brothers, it's you look at it, and this is kind of becoming an emotionally charged situation, and people are saddened. It's very, very tragic. And then you see this kind of being piled onto it. It'll make you feel a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as far as the fact issue goes, I mean, they're drinking on a bike. It's like there are some people who listen to that and think, wow, it's a lot better they weren't driving the way he was.
Yes.
There's other people who say their alcohol level is higher. And as in the fact, that is one of those things that could lessen what happens to him. But, yeah, in the end, I think this is a very, very tough case.
All right, let me throw this in here, and this is the final thing for you.
Sure.
The development in this case with that comes after he rejected, Mr. Higgins, rejected a plea deal in the case and ended up pleading not guilty to charges including manslaughter and vehicular homicide. It says he now faces more than 60 years behind bars if convicted.
Yep.
What do you think is a reasonable, and I know that you haven't studied every single element of this case, and we'll see how things come out when they actually get to trial, but what would you think will be a reasonable expectation for a judgment against Mr. Higgins if he is found guilty?
Well, it's tough to say because it's in the state, and so it's what they do in New Jersey. A lot would depend on what the judge is thinking, what his probation officer thinks.
Yeah.
Because what will happen if he's convicted, he'll go to a probation officer, and they'll give a report as far as the recommendation goes. But when it's all said and done, he's looking at probably 5 to 10 years in most circumstances. And it's a sad thing because it's a choice that's made that changes the life of people. He didn't mean to do it. He didn't chug those extra beers thinking, oh, I'm going to go kill two guys.
Yep.
But it's when you text and drive, when you drink and drive, when you do those type of things, that's the kind of thing that happens. And that's why people have to recognize, don't do it. Get the Uber.
Yeah.
Don't text and drive. Don't do the things that get you distracted on the road.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you joining me, man, on short notice, man. I truly do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And, Henry, let's get those Timberwolves playing better basketball.
I can't help them, man. I wish I could. I wish. I totally wish. If Tim Connelly called me tonight, I would try to advise him going into the free agency and what to do in the draft and trying to shuffle and move some things around. But, man, for this year, let's put it like this, because me and you are both Wolves fans.
Yep.
There's nothing they can do this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Last night was tough. They won, but boy, that was a tough up and down game.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
go Wolves tonight.
All right, I appreciate it. That's Mike Bryant from Bradshaw and Bryant joining us here on the Lake Show. And by the way, they got a back to back. Not sure how they're going to fare tonight because they face the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, this is a hellacious month for them. So get through it. Maybe you get Randall and Dante back, and maybe you peak later on in the year. I don't know. I don't know.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. A couple of texts I want to get before we round out this topic. From the 612, a shadow of a doubt. I'm not sure. He says, did they swerve into the road drunk and he hit them? I am on your side, Henry, because – clearly, I stated that it just seems very icky. This one, 612, he was still driving, which exactly what I believe. Well, not what I believe, but what we know. This from the 763. As I understand this case, the driver of the car swerved around a car in front of him to pass him on the right side where there was no lane and ran over the two bikers who were going the same direction. If that's the case, the amount of alcohol in the two biker systems would be immaterial. And I had not heard that particular part.
I didn't. Yeah. If you're passing to the right where there's no lane.
That's
illegal.
Really bad. Yeah, that's really bad. But let's say that wasn't even the case, according to the texter. And I appreciate all the text here, all the people on the text line. It just seems like this stuff is immaterial to me anyway. Like, you were behind the wheel and you were drunk. Like, you were over the limit. They might have been over the limit. They were on bicycles, though. That's, you know, it's not the same.
It is a different level. To me, it's a different level of responsibility. Again, if you're on a bicycle and you're inebriated and you crash into something, you're not going to kill somebody. You're going to injure yourself, but you pose a threat to maybe property damage. But outside of like losing a life, I don't see it the same way.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we got the big game this weekend, people. Yes, Chiefs, Eagles, and you know what? We love to bet. We love to wager. It's the biggest betting day of the year. Eitan Shander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com. He joins us next to talk prop bets. We'll do that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Yeah, let's make some money. The big game is this weekend. And when we're talking about making money and making some bets, let's go to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert, oddshopper.com. He joins us here on the Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster-Colebaker Hotline. Eitan, how you been, my friend?
Well, I guess I can't complain about being cold in Philly. The high of 22 tomorrow? My goodness, Henry. Brace up, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Hey, listen, we have had colder temps here in the last month where it was going below zero. So I will take the 18. It's going to get to a high tomorrow of what? Let me look here. Tomorrow the high is going to be 23 degrees, so I'll gladly take that. I just don't want to fall below zero again. Well, what typically is like the lowest temperature that it gets in Philadelphia each winter?
We had this stretch. We actually had a couple of days where it was single digits. And then, of course, we've got this northeast bite. And it's kind of like a combination of wind and just this linger of cool. Like you guys in the Midwest, and especially as you get north, right, like there is just this sense of cold. I lived in Columbus, Ohio, lived with somebody who was from Wisconsin. So I knew when I was in that area, like there's a different type of cold. That's like you'll get sick cold if you're not, you know, bundled out. This Philly cold is just annoying. Like I could still rock shorts and a hoodie, right? Like that's just what we do, right? And maybe a coat and a hat. But it's not like that Midwest bite, if you will. So I'd say we had maybe 2 weeks total, Henry, where it was like single digits with wind chill.
All right. Let's talk about something that I think that so many people all across the country love, in particular when we talk about the big game, is just the prop bets. Like, I mean, anybody can go out there and take a look and say, oh, you know, I'm rolling with the Chiefs or I'm rolling with the Eagles. But the prop bets make this event so exciting. And there's so many prop bets to be had out there. And I just love everything about, you know, the big game with regards to that. But when you look at, you know, these matchups, how excited do you get for just specifically the prop bets?
So I think with the Super Bowl, it still falls into a similar pattern where you're going to have big name star players. A lot of these guys are going to see action on overs, and it's on us to kind of find places to fade.
Yep.
Right? Because that's where the value is going to be. There's not going to be any value going over Travis Kelce's passing yards or receiving yards, pardon me, or over really either of the quarterbacks throwing yards. Saquon Barkley is another guy where it's like, okay, you're not going to get much of a break if you're going over because these are popular players. So what I try to do is I try to identify right away who are the big name players that I want to fade, because that's where I think you can get some advantage and really an angle there. And Saquon right away, 113.5, if that's still out there, I'm going to go under that. It's just really difficult to get to a buck against the Chiefs. It's the Super Bowl, and as great as this offensive line and a juggernaut, as we've seen them be combined with Saquon, Henry, it's the Super Bowl, and things just play out a little different, and you'll see the best two coordinators on defense in the NFL, and it's hard to think that Steve Spagnuolo doesn't have a plan there, at least as far as like, okay, this is the old Patriots, where it's like we're going to take out one guy and have everybody else beat us, and I think that's what you're going to see with Barkley. On the other side, I think you can look at secondary guys. Now, when I say Devontae Smith, that's no knock and saying like, oh, he's a secondary guy. He's just the number two wide receiver on the team. A.J. Brown's going to see a ton of focus. I also don't think A.J. Brown's 100%, to be honest with you, from a health standpoint this deep in the year. So I like Devontae Smith. If I can get him plus 225 or higher, plus 230 or higher, I like him anytime touchdown. I think the Eagles are really going to be there's going to be a concerted effort to get the football in his hands a couple of different ways, deep downfield, what have you. I got a couple of others, but I think those are the ones to start. And then, you know, there's always a first drive prop that I look for. I look for who is best off script, because you always have – everybody's got a plan to get punched in the mouth. That's the old Mike Tyson, right, as far as like – you come out there with these 10, 15 scripted plays. Well, what happens when things break down, especially on one of those scripted plays? I don't think there's a better target to catch a pass on the first drive on either team than Xavier Worthy. This is somebody who's definitely going to get the football in his hands first Chiefs drive. So I took that as well.
All right. So, and we're talking to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com. He's joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you about the MVP odds. Clearly, we know that the top selections are going to be, either Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts. But give me a name with value, because that is what's important to me. Whenever I'm betting horses on the Triple Crown and stuff like that, or Breeders' Cup, or anything in sports, I like to look for value. Is there value with one particular name?
Yeah, I actually think, and I wrote about this for Odd Shopper, I think, Henry, when you look at guys that aren't the quarterback, it's going to be Saquon Barkley and then a receiver position. Maybe that's Travis Kelce, that's fine, but there's no value again with Kelce. Nobody's sneaking up. Like, Saquon Barkley is not taking anybody by surprise. The entire world knows that Saquon Barkley is a legit MVP candidate in the league, let alone a guy who could get this award when it comes to winning the MVP in the Super Bowl. I don't think that really correlates with going under 113 yards. I don't think the number is good enough to take, to be honest with you, from a guy like Barkley. So, you know, honestly, what I'm looking at here is a wide receiver. Five times since 2004, my friend, we have seen a wide receiver win this award. This, you'd have to go back to Terrell Davis, what, 97 season, 97, 98, the last time a running back has won this. So the odds for Saquon Barkley don't reflect how little that position wins it. And I think, in all honesty, if there is a receiver that has the best value next to his name, that has the most likelihood of winning this award based on the fact that we've seen it five over the last, you know, some odd years, 2004, right, through the math, Matt, real quick, 20-plus years, it's Xavier Worthy, north of 20-1. This is a guy, again, the Chiefs don't really have a consistent running game. I know Kareem Hunt's there because Zay Pacheco's back, but they're going to get Xavier Worthy the ball, I think, in a couple of quick even run scenarios. And I think this is a guy who's going to have enough volume at the end of the night, Henry, to have 9-10 catches, to have 2-3 runs, to have 2 or 3 touchdowns. You get one or two of those touchdowns some other way outside of Mahomes getting him the football, and I think that's where the big value is in a guy like Xavier Worthy.
All right, so speaking of value, all right, let me run this past you, Eitan, and get your thoughts on this. And rip me, or just, I just love transparency, and please be genuine and authentic. All right, so let me take you back a few years. A few years ago, when it was the matchup in the Super Bowl of Carolina versus the Denver Broncos, I was in Vegas that weekend. I was hanging out, partying, having fun, made some wagers on the Super Bowl. And in that Super Bowl, as we all know, the star of that game was defensive stud Von Miller. Von Miller walked away being the Super Bowl MVP. Didn't see it coming. The odds were spectacular. I mean, the payouts on that and other props were just unbelievable. If you had free money to put on a defensive player, just strictly a defensive player, to be the Super Bowl MVP, who would that person be? Because in my mind, it would be Chris Jones.
Well, it's either going to be Chris Jones or Jalen Carter. And I think you just have to look at which team you think stands the better chance of winning the football game at this point.
Okay, okay.
But it's going to be either one of these guys. And again, you have to have, when you're a defensive player who wins the MVP, you have to have your hands all over the football game. Like, you can't just have a couple of sacks. You're going to have to force a fumble, maybe get an interception. You're going to have to probably get a touchdown or damn close to it, right? This is where I think you need somebody who can take over a football game on defense. It's not Zach Bond, as much as he's had a great season. It's going to be hard for a linebacker, right, to do that. This is about a disruption up front, or a disruptor in this case. And I think it's either Jones or it's Carter. I really don't think that there is any – look, unless you had, you know, Darius Slay with 3 picks or something along those – remember we had with Neil O'Donnell basically pinpointing Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, yeah, exactly. Larry Brown, that was the Pittsburgh-Dallas game, right?
Right, exactly. So unless you have Jalen Hurts turn into Neil O'Donnell, I think you're going to see either Jalen Carter or Chris Jones. They're each at, you know, Jones at 60-1 I see, Carter 70-1 I see. I just don't think that either Bond, Karlaftis, I just don't think that any of these other guys can truly disrupt and take over a football game
yep.
like either Jones or Carter can.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. We're talking to Ashawn Tander, sports betting expert, oddsshopper.com. A couple of final questions for him. All right, this one I need you to evaluate a recent bet that I've made. So I was this past weekend in Las Vegas for the big fight between David Benavidez and also David Morrell Jr. At T-Mobile okay. Arena. And so I slid down to the MGM. I made a wager there, and I was just looking for value. Okay, I don't really typically get into a ton of prop bets for the Super Bowl, but I'm in Vegas, right? Make a bet. So I bet anytime touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. I know that DeAndre Hopkins is not the DeAndre Hopkins from 5 years ago or even 8 years ago, but it was too much of a value there. I figured I was like, man, Pat Mahomes and him might connect in the end zone at some point. Anytime touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins, I got it plus $600.
That's not bad. You know, looking at this now, it's dipped a little bit across the board to probably plus 500 to even lower.
I saw it yesterday.
You were definitely on something.
I saw it yesterday. Sorry? I saw it yesterday at plus 450.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here, plus 475. Depending on what state you're in, you may be able to squeeze it at closer to 5-1, but you've definitely got ahead of this. And look, that's part of it as well, right, is you've got a full week before the week before the Super Bowl. You've got 2 weeks, and you can identify areas that you think are just off. Like, something's up with this. 6-1, like plus 600 for a DeAndre Hopkins touchdown for a guy who could get – 4 targets, 2 of those, maybe not holding that ticket. But that's fantastic. I think, you know, a guy like Dallas Goedert was similar, where he steamed right away because it's such a great matchup against the Chiefs in the tight end position. And something like that is gone. I think the value is gone right there for both of them, to be honest with you. So, no, I think that's a great bet.
All right, the final thing for you. Let's take the betting line out of it. I just want to ask you, who do you think wins, Philadelphia or Kansas City? Who you got?
Yeah, I think this is where it gets really tough. I actually think this is pretty sharp as far as where we are. This is pretty much a pick 'em right here on a neutral field. The edge going to Kansas City because of Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's essentially what we're seeing here. Ref talk aside, you know, I don't get into that because at some point in this game, there's going to be something going towards Kansas City and the entire world is going to go crazy. But I think, honestly, Henry, this is a game that is won by the Philadelphia Eagles in their secondary mm-hmm. and their patience on offense. Knowing that Saquon Barkley is probably not going to work as easy like a cheat code as he has against other teams, you're still going to have to go back to him. You're going to have to be creative. Jalen Hurts is going to have to make a couple of throws, which he did 2 years ago against Spags. I would tell you the Eagles win by a field goal, and I'm pretty confident in that. But there's also something that I can't, and we're not talking about betting, so I can give yep. you narratives, but yep. I can go crazy here. But there are two things that I think captivate the sports world more than anything. The first is when the dynasty loses. When the dynasty fails, oh my goodness, who leaves? What happens? Does Travis Kelce retire? Does Patrick Mahomes? No, none of that. Andy Reid retire? No, this guy most likely is going to pass away on the field. God bless him. I love him. But, like, he doesn't retire from this game. I think he just coaches until it's the end. So I don't think there's a lot of drama if, in fact, the Chiefs lose. The other thing that captivates us more than anything is the dynasty, the team that we all have grown to hate. The Yankees, the Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins, right? I'm just, you know, the Cowboys. These teams that just start winning and winning, and now it's like you went from the Warriors. Man, we went from loving Steph Curry to all of a sudden people having a problem how he chewed his mouthpiece. That's what I'm saying, right? It's that this is where we are. So I don't think there is anything more compelling in the world of sports than the Chiefs doing something that nobody else has done in Super Bowl era, yet now being turned into the team that America hates and has had the most fatigue with the most, because it's just going to be nonstop. And that's how the NFL stays front and center. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Eagles are up and the Chiefs come from behind and win on the final drive.
Eitan, man, you're amazing, man. I appreciate you always joining us whenever we want to check in and talk some sports wagering. But, hey, continued success, man. I appreciate you joining us from Odd Shopper.
You know, it's funny how this world works, right? You work with Tubbsy, and now all of a sudden he introduces me to you, and I feel like this is a little family here. I'm happy to join you guys anytime.
I appreciate it, my man. That's Eitan Shander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com, joining us here on The Late Show. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, thanks again to Eitan for joining us, Eitan Shander, iShopper.com. He likes my wager. I appreciate that. I do need some assistance from one Christopher Tubbs. Tubbsy, I do need a breaking news sounder if you have one. Oh, I like this. I like this breaking news sounder. We got a trade. The Minnesota Twins have made a trade. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats.
Dylan Cease, welcome to Minneapolis.
That's fake news. Never thought that Tubbsy would be a fake news guy.
Love fake news.
The Minnesota Twins have traded. Remember Michael Hellman? He was the speed guy for the Twins. Utility player that came up and played a few games when people were getting dinged up and people were getting hurt. He Michael Hellman. You know who he had, like, the
goggles, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Hellman has been traded to the St. Louis Cardinals for cash considerations.
Hmm. Okay.
You're not excited?
No, I mean, that's,
you don't like cash?
No, I like
you
cash.
You need a card?
Cash is king.
Cash is king.
Cash is king. You know who likes cash?
Who?
Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease likes cash.
He's still out there?
I don't know.
He's waiting?
He better be. Dylan Cease is just waiting for the call from the 612.
You sure?
Yes, I know it. I feel it in my loins.
You're saying that this is his destination, his preferred destination.
It is. You say destination, I say destiny. Yeah.
What you think that you would have to give up to get Dylan Cease? Because right now, it's the market out there that's already been floated in terms of trade proposal. Essentially, it's like $108 million. I don't think the Twins are in the ballpark for that. Just saying.
Yeah, well, maybe. You'd have to give up. You'd have to give up too much. But you do have the farm. You have the best farm system out of, like, the Cubs. And, I mean, in terms of, like, top-end prospects, I mean, you're talking maybe, I mean, realistically, honestly, probably like a Bailey Ober and maybe like a, you know, one of your top one or two prospects. So it would be a steep asking price. But a guy like Dylan Cease, man, that could get you one of the best rotations in the American League. That would certainly get you the best one in the division.
I don't know why you're bringing up things that just, there's no logic.
See, I'm trying to talk it into existence. I want to talk it into existence.
No, stop.
I mean, I'm a big Seinfeld guy. It's like George Costanza. It's not a lie if you believe it. I believe it's going to happen.
Like somebody on another station I was driving around one weekend was mentioning that the Twins would probably be interested in or trying to get Nolan Arenado. And I'm like, what? Are you smoking something?
Like, no, you don't have a need for a third
baseman. No. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about back earlier last year. And I'm like, what are you smoking, dude?
Yeah.
Like, to even bring that name up, and you're talking about what you would have to give up to get a guy like that? Like, no, you're not in tune with what's going on.
Yeah, there's a no in Nolan. That's not happening.
I mean,
that tells you right there.
And you're not winning a World Series with him anyway.
No, you're not. The best days of Nolan Arenado, I mean, he was great in Colorado and, you know, got traded to St. Louis. It really didn't work out in St. Louis maybe the way that they wanted it to with Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado. I mean, Dylan Cease is a pipe dream. Yeah. And as long the Padres are going through some things. So if you want to make a splash, you're going to have to give up something to get something. I honestly think that you got to give up Bailey Ober and maybe, you know, one of your top 50 prospects.
Well, we'll see how things shake out. Currently, as it stands, according to the email that I have from the Minnesota Twins, the Twins now have 39 players on their 40-man roster. So we'll see how it shakes
out. You got one left?
Well, we got another guest left. That guest is Matthew Collar. You know who it is, the Purple Insider. His Super Bowl thoughts are next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.